And now, as part of WRTI's Unique Week, here's Susan Lewis with News and Views.
The new music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra is in town, finishing up 2 weeks of conducting the ensemble he will lead beginning in the 2012-2013 season. On this week's News and Views, we look at Yannick Nezet-Séguin's approach to music making in the 21st century. Today's classical music world competes with a host of other art forms and high-tech entertainment possibilities. The orchestra's music director designate, named one of tomorrow's conducting icons by Gramophone magazine, believes classical music is still a compelling draw.
I think we don't need to make music differently. We don't need to stop playing Beethoven or play only Beethoven. You know, we have to still play some Beethoven, still play some new music, but it's how we integrate it. That's just a tiny example.
Yannick Nezet-Séguin, just call him Yannick, has been music director of the Rotterdam Philharmonic and principal guest conductor of the London Philharmonic since 2008. He says orchestras have a responsibility to reach out to people who may be unfamiliar with classical music.
We have to show how welcoming we are to some people who think that they are out of the game because they don't know, they haven't studied music. And this is an entire other debate, well, which is related, of course, but about music education. But we have then to step in and do our own part. So that's an example that there's a lot to do.
Although audiences seem to skew older, Yannick sees this not as a cause for panic, but as a reflection of changing lifestyles as people age.
We all know that people who have been retired, for example, they do have more time to spend to come to concerts.
At the same time, Yannick says orchestras and others in the music world need to address some image problems.
And when I say this, I don't mean it in such a pure marketing point of view, but marketing is involved in that, in how what we project this exclusivity aspect, which I think is not there.
Yannick says composers have written for a broad public throughout history.
Mozart was the first to say that he was writing music so that the horse riding of the carriage could hum his music, but that the connoisseur would also understand why it was so great. So I think that's what we still have to do, connect with everyone, whether they are connoisseurs or not.
Yannick has said that the singing voice drew him into music, and his recordings include performances of opera and choral works. He's also recorded a lot of Brahms and Bruckner, composers he says fascinate him for different reasons.
Brahms is the composer which really got me the most immediately as a listener, and also as a pianist. I love every note. Because of that love, I think it was difficult for me to conduct his works at the beginning because there was so much in it. I wanted so much to conduct it. The love for every note. I believe now I've evolved with Brahms and it will be hopefully better and have a balance between mind and heart.
With Bruckner, on the other hand, it was not love at first listen.
I remember I talked to my piano teacher, said, "What is this music? That's nothing, you know." And then I experienced it in concert, which is also a good lesson for me, how concert music and experiencing it live is still unique. But Bruckner, the first time I stood on a podium to conduct it, I never felt anything like it. It was the only composer I could say, it feels as if I had conducted this in a previous life.
This week, Yannick Nezet-Séguin conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra in a program that includes the music of Tchaikovsky, Mendelssohn, Verdi, and Respighi. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.